Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. After a weekend with highs in the 50s and 60s, heavy snow is now closing schools and offices in much of the state and making travel difficult in some areas. There are blizzard and winter storm warnings. Cooler conditions are expected for the rest of the week, but even if it's snowy and windy, gardening season is right around the corner with the first day of April tomorrow. Back with us after a winter break to answer your lawn and garden questions is Norm Evers of Norm's Greenhouse and Nursery in Aurora. He's also instructor emeritus of horticulture at SDSU and the former manager of Macquarie Gardens in Brookings. And Norm, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Good to be back, Carl.
And if you have any questions for Norm, you can email us at midday@sdpb.org. You can also give us a call at 800-524-3604. Well, Norm, today, any of that weather in the Brookings area yet?
Well, right now we got about 61 degree temperature with a south wind and sunny skies. We've had sunny skies all morning, just like yesterday. Beautiful day.
Yeah. Well, looking at this past winter, I'm wondering what impact this past winter will have on spring gardening. I know there's been deep frost in some parts of South Dakota.
Well, we still have a very deep frost here. The frost hasn't really come out that much yet. We need a warm rain to bring it out. Our nursery stock, we carry a good inventory of trees, shrubs, and perennials over winter, and we mulch them in with a mulch for the winter. We checked it yesterday, and that mulch, underneath the mulch, is still froze solid. So it's going to be a while before that stuff comes out of dormancy. We usually do not open our nursery until Arbor Day, which is the last week of April. And looking at the calendar from last year, April, we didn't have a temperature up to 60 degrees until the last week of April. It was in the 30s and 40s almost every day, and we had 20 cloudy days in that period. So April can be very fickle, and last year was a cold late spring, and it's chalking up to be that same way this year, although I'm optimistic because we've had more warm temperatures this early spring than we did last year.
Well, we've already gotten in a few questions here, and one has to deal with watering around the Vermilion area. There hasn't been much snow. We didn't get much. Wondering when it'll be time to start watering and how much water you think places in the southeastern part of the state that didn't get much snow, how much watering you think will be necessary?
Well, you usually don't have to do a lot of watering initially until they start greening out, the plants start greening out, unless they were planted late last fall. If they were planted late last fall, and it's been dry all winter, it's a good idea to soak them out now as soon as that frost is out, because plants use water all winter long, trees and shrubs and evergreens, and they'll desiccate if that root ball runs dry before they get rooted out. So make sure they're hydrated good. One way to help ensure that is to keep a mulch around that tree. Once you plant it and water it in well, put a good 4 to 6 inch mulch around that tree for about 6 foot circle. Wood chips work good, or any of the wood products are great mulch material, and that preserves the moisture and allows those roots to breathe and also grow out. The roots grow out eventually as far as the tree is tall.
We've got a question from Rapid City. Is it too cold to fertilize my lawn?
Well, I don't know how the weather conditions are in Rapid. It doesn't sound very good today. But I usually do not fertilize until after I mow once. Then you can tell if you need a lot of fertilizer or you don't. And you can put it on too early, and it gets leached out. At any rate, use a slow-release fertilizer, one that doesn't get activated the first warm day or first wet weather you got.
Here's another lawn question. This one is from Sioux Falls. When is the best time to apply crabgrass preventer to lawn, given the weather that we're experiencing?
Well, crabgrass doesn't germinate until the ground temperature gets up there in the 55-60 degree range, and that'll be a while yet. If you put it on with your fertilizer right now, you're going to waste it, and you're going to have to put it on again and again. So don't put it on until the ground temperatures get up to the, where it germinates the crabgrass, and that's around 60 degrees. And that'll be a while before the ground temperature is 60 degrees in that top surface.
Here's another a lawn question. This person has some bare patches that she wants to seed so that they'll fill in, wondering when she should do that or if it's still too early to think about sowing some seed and letting nature take its course.
Well, if you're seeding Kentucky bluegrass, which is the staple of lawns, that again takes a warm temperature to germinate. So there'd be no hurry to seed it right now, but it wouldn't hurt to get your ground ready, rough it up good, and as soon as it starts warming, the ground temperature warms up, and get the seed in.
Is there much that people can do yet now to prepare gardens? We've been talking about lawns as well, or is it really we just have to wait for those temperatures to warm up so the ground will warm up?
Yeah, if you didn't till your garden last fall, and you still have the debris from last year's garden on there, it's a good idea to clean that off now and get it ready to plow or till. But in most areas of the state, it's much too early to be doing anything out there. And the first things you want to get in, of course, are your cool season crops like lettuce and radishes. And they can be put in fairly quick as soon as the ground temperature gets up there. You can get a pretty good idea. When the weeds start germinating in the garden, that's the time to start planting your early crop.
Watch the weeds.
Yeah, watch the weeds.
Okay. Here's a question about some flowers. Harvested some seed from cone flowers last fall. Should she start them indoors now and plant them later in May, or direct sow them when the ground temperature permits that to happen?
You can do either way. If you do it now, it depends on how you stored those seed. If you stored them dry, they can be seeded now and they'll come up, and you can transplant them and then put them out later. Or you could just go out there, and as soon as the ground's workable, scratch them in the ground. They'll come up then.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking about lawns and gardens, getting ready for this spring, even though it's blizzardy in some parts of the state. With us is Norm Evers of Norm's Greenhouse and Nursery in Aurora. If you have any questions, you can email us at sdpb.org. You can also give us a call if you'd like at 800-524-3604. And talking about ground temperature, is there something that will help us measure that those temps?
Well, I keep a thermometer out in the ground. It's one of those that are all weather thermometers. I keep it out in the ground at about 4-inch depth, and I kind of monitor it that way. And when the temperature starts getting up there around 45, 50 degrees, then the surface temperature is actually warmer. But that's one way you can monitor it.
Are there any other ways to monitor? I suppose there's not a website you can tell, or there are measurements some places that give you sort of a reading on what the average...
Well, I think the Ag Department, for farmers, they give a report what the average ground temperature is for farmers who want to get ready to plant.
I have a question here about pasque flowers. She has two beautiful clumps of pasque flowers checked over the weekend, and they are already up about 1 inch tall. They're mostly covered with the dried remains of last year's plan, though. Should she trim back the dead vegetation so they aren't stunted, or leave them alone so they'll be protected until the weather warms up?
Well, I would leave them up until the weather warms up a little bit, because I have a large tulip and daffodil planting along my driveway. And last fall, the first snowstorm we got, the first and only snowstorm we got, covered them with about 3 feet of snow. And that just is finally melting as of yesterday. And the tulips are up 4 inches tall. So they'll come up when the ground temperature's right. And it isn't going to hurt them to have some freezing temperatures now. The passiflower can take a good freezing temperatures without any trouble.
A good South Dakota flower.
Most perennials can.
Here's a question about Weigela.
Yeah.
It's a large one that's outgrown its current space. It's in a flower bed, crowding out some of the other plants. Plans to move it to another spot in the yard. There are two questions. Does he need to wait until the ground temperature is above 50 to 55? And can he prune back one of the branches, which is too long, tall for their overall plant to look pretty?
Well, most shrubs, as they age, they get pretty dense and woody and sprawly. And the best way to prune them is right now, before they start budding out. And what I recommend doing is taking a third of the heaviest branches out. Every year you do that, a third, all the way back. And that reduces the size of the plant, also encourages new growth, and you don't lose any flowering that way, and you don't lose any plant that way. It will rejuvenate with new growth, and that new growth in 3 years be big enough to prune out again. So every year you take out a third of the oldest, heaviest branches in the shrub. And that way you'll keep the plant in bounds and also have bloom every year.
We've only got about a minute left here, Norm, wondering if there's anything new in particular that you've noticed for gardeners this spring, perennials or annuals?
Well, there's always a lot of new varieties coming on board. And some of them are basically recycled old varieties. So pay attention to what they are, because chances are you already got in the garden. Maybe it's got a different name on it, but it's recycled. They're getting into what they call branding perennials now. And the propagators, they brand the name so you can't propagate it or can't do anything with it other than grow it. And there's a lot of old varieties that haven't been branded, and they're starting to do that. They're branding them now. And that's, I think, a little misleading, but to come out with new, but it isn't really new. So be aware of what you're getting. And there's a lot of new stuff out there, and most of it, from what I've seen in gardening catalogs and journals, is materials for Zone 5 and South. And so be aware of the zone that it's recommended for.